2nd of July, 1993. This is my sister, Rebecca. I just met her. She's 7 years younger. We share a father, or perhaps the lack of one, but this is not what will define our relationship.
Just say something then. What? And I don't know, sort of, I just sort of, just say something then. She said, did you know you've got a sister? And he didn't say very much. He doesn't say very much. I thought you would have blonde hair and it would be sort of long. I don't know why. Not really blonde, just sort of light brown. I don't know, sort of. I just sort of thought that... Dad showed me a photo of you once a long time ago and I couldn't actually remember what the photo looked like, but I expected you to look like how I thought I remembered the photo. But I didn't really have any expectations. I wasn't really sure if you would be here or not. I didn't really know, so I really more or less had a pretty open mind too. Yeah. Did you?
I knew you had red hair because I'd seen a photo of you when you were about 8 or something, I guess.
One of the embarrassing ones.
You sort of got this expression on your face and you looked like really
helpful. Was it a
really
school
helpful.
Photo?
It could have been a school uniform, but I don't think it was a school photo. It was like on the veranda of a house or something.
Yeah, it probably was my school uniform and I probably was in grade 1. So I was probably 6 or something. Did I have no front teeth? Couldn't you tell? I've got a few photos in the same dress with teeth missing. Yeah. When did he tell you I was coming?
After you wrote the letter saying you were coming over. I instantly become the big sister she never had, but also the big sister that was never mean to her as a kid, that never piqued her with the injustices of privilege, that never saved her from the torment of being the eldest herself. In amongst the other things we have missed out on are the cruelties kids inflict on each other. We're drawing on a clean slate here. We keep in touch, mostly by phone, and become close. She travels a lot and always seems to arrive in Sydney during the 2 weeks a year when I'm making radio programs. She thinks I live in a studio.
It's about 4 years.
4th of April, 1997.
4 years seems like ages.
I feel like I've known you for a lot longer.
Yeah, I feel like I've known you forever. Like, doesn't seem like a limited time at all.
I see you zooming all over Australia and I'm always in Sydney. And you just like phone and say, I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah. I always feel really irresponsible when I do that. I feel like I'm kind of just landing on you and it's always in the middle of something and I always feel a bit slack for not giving you a bit more notice.
Is that because I'm your big sister, you can do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about the differences between the way that we are to each other compared to our other friends or compared to our other brothers and sisters. I was just trying to work out what the differences were, because there are some, there are really distinct differences. I just kind of presume a lot of stuff about my other brothers, really. Like, I know them to such a huge extent. I treat them really differently to the way I treat you. But I treat you way more differently than I treat just my normal friends. I just have a lot more trust around our relationship. I just feel like it's quite permanent, or totally permanent, no matter what happens.
There is a sort of taken for grantedness at one level. Another level, we're sort of quite polite with each other compared to a lot of sisters.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I asked you to do some washing up this morning and I sort of
apologised afterwards. Whereas with my other brother, just be like, come on, it's your turn, you know? Yeah.
I almost sort of look forward to the point where we've known each other long enough to be rude to each other. Not that I just want to be rude to you, but
if you just want to be rude to me, you can do it now.
Should we plan our trip?
Yes, I was just thinking that. We really need to spend some real separate time. Whenever I come to Sydney, I'm always in a mission mode. You've always got heaps of stuff on, because that's the nature of Sydney and the nature of you. So it's always a bit abstract.
We never did go on that trip. Not yet, anyway. Events overtake us a bit. Rebecca settles down in Tasmania, working in the tip shop, telling me about the life she is building that I've never seen except through the window of our telephone conversations. The next time we meet, she brings Michael to meet me. Of course, I don't expect anyone to be good enough for my little sister.
Okay. You're on.
But they do seem happy.
So, here we are.
5th of May, 1998.
I sort of feel like this is the only time I ever get to talk to you.
Yeah. Official discussion.
And we don't seem to get those off-the-record conversations the sisters should have.
Yeah, no, because we don't see each other enough. Our scheduled yearly discussion. We should tape telephone conversations.
Anyway.
Yeah, I really want you to come and see my life, you know, because it's just completely different. Whenever I'm in Sydney, I'm really spaz brain. Like, I'm completely not in myself the way that I am somewhere else. So as well as that you're busy and then that I'm travelling and then we only see each other such small amounts anyway, it's sort of makes for a weird kind of relationship.
Yeah, we've done that sort of, you know, we met each other and we decided each other was okay a bit. And I feel like we've done that sort of, okay, a few years have passed.
Yeah.
And we've built up some trust there. I feel really close to you considering I hardly ever see you.
Yeah.
I'm doing more talking here.
I'm just being quiet.
I almost feel like that sense of closeness is built up in a bit of a vacuum of actual time together. I would really like to have an opportunity to just hang out together somewhere that's not in passing in a hurry. I still feel like we haven't got to know each other in a lot of ways.
I'm just being quiet while you talk and then I'll talk in a minute. So keep talking and then I'll
Can you interrupt me?
I also sort of realised seeing you this time, like when I first met you, you were 16. Okay, now you're 21. I have to sort of rethink the My Little Sister bit.
So keep talking from there.
Okay, you can interrupt me.
Keep talking. It's been really interesting. Normally when I build up relationships with people, it takes
a huge amount of spending time with them, getting to know them. But then if we don't see each other very much, we're still good friends. Whereas with you, I feel like I've never seen you very much, but that link of being sisters just straight away kicked it into the depth that normally would take a lot of effort to build up. And so even though we don't see each other much and I really don't know you in a lot of senses, and there always are just little things that are surprising. I'm sure there's hundreds of years worth of more stuff that I won't ever find out, all the little things and the things about childhood and stuff that maybe your other brothers and sisters know about you and all those things, but it doesn't matter. Like, our relationship's sort of really strong just because of that link that started it off.
When Rebecca gives birth to Jamila in a remote farmhouse in southern Tasmania after 21 hours labour, I realise it's definitely my turn to travel. I get to see Rebecca's life just as it is becoming something different again. It's also going to be my first opportunity to meet the brothers. 18th of June, 1999.
At your house? In the room where Jamila was born,
by the way.
And you're the age I was when we met, and I'm older.
I guess when I was younger, I felt like I had been the oldest in my family for so long, and it was nice to not be the oldest. And it was at a time in my life where I was going out into the world on my own and not being part of my parents' household and stuff anymore. And it was really good to have someone older than me to use as a role model and to kind of learn from, that wasn't just any old person, but it was someone special, you know, part of my family who, like, who wasn't my parents. My parents were always caring for me and kind of bossy and stuff, and having an older sister was really exciting because I could share things with you that I couldn't share with my parents, and you were older and wiser, and, you know, I felt like you were the big grown-up and I was just a little teenager, but I still felt more equal to you. And now I guess I feel like the age difference is less important now because I'm a grown-up too. Yeah, I think that change between a teenager and a early 20s kind of, it's a really long, long 7 years going from being at home to being away from home and being responsible for yourself and finding your own place in the world. And so now I feel like I can relate to you on a more equal level, whereas there were sort of pedestal type of relationship things that I brought to it just from my own lack of experience of having an older sibling and always idolising the idea of an older sibling.
This is also a really big turnaround point in that big sister, little sister thing, because you've just had this beautiful baby girl, and that's something, I've never had kids, that's something that's totally outside of my experience. I mean, that's a really grown-up thing to do. I mean, even before that, you had a lot more experience of spending time with children. But there's no way that I can be the big sister in that situation, because you're the one who knows what you're doing and you're the one who's had this experience. And
yeah, it's funny to be being a parent, because I have been spending so long learning about it and doing it for other people, and now when I'm doing it for myself, it's kind of like, oh, this is what I'm doing and there's no one else that I have to answer to or anything, and there's this whole realm of all sorts of different things that you can do within that idea of being parent, and also there's a whole lot of other things that you want to be doing that you didn't realise you were doing before until you can't do them, and You know, like even just coming up to see you is going to be a completely different experience having Jamila, and my relationships with everyone else have changed because of my attention being different, my energy levels. Yeah, it's been an interesting process of growing my own family. I feel like I've been gathering more family over my life. I started off with just my mum and my dad and my two brothers, and I got a whole bunch of step ones along the way, and then I met Sophia, and now I've got my own little child, and so her dad and his family's all become part of my family, and it's a whole nother process of melding and getting new relations.
And then there's all our father's family in the UK that you haven't met as well.
Yeah, and Sophia hasn't met the brothers yet, which is going to happen this evening.
The brothers start to become my brothers. We decide not to record. This time, I think I know what's going to happen. There are a lot of phone conversations, and we get on very well.
I really appreciate having done these tapes because at the time of meeting you, the things that were important to me were completely different to now, and I can't remember what they were. And meeting you was a big event, but I can't remember the intensity of it. And now having a small child is a big event, but, you know, in a year's time, whatever else is happening will be more important and I won't remember this importance.
Yeah, so. And this tape won't capture it either.
No, but having the record of our relationship is really valuable because it's not something that I can just recall now, that everything has changed.